Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 13, 1916 America, New York, Super Bowl commercials look past the pandemic. Travel and cars, especially electric vehicles, make a splash. February 13, 1901 America, New York, big banks fund new oil and gas despite net zero pledges. Investors should force banks to demand green plans before funding fuel firms, campaigners say. February 13, 1901 America, New York, post office scandal, public inquiry to examine wrongful convictions. More than 700 sub-postmasters and mistresses were wrongly convicted due to a flawed computer system. February 13, 1900 America, New York, NZD, USD edges higher as Asia-Pacific traders monitor Russia, Ukraine tensions. NZD, USD is edging higher to start the Asia-Pacific trading week as markets monitor the fragile situation in Ukraine, with many fearing a potential invasion as soon as this week. February 13, 1900 America, New York, that organic cotton t-shirt may not be as organic as you think. The organic cotton movement in India appears to be booming, but much of this growth is fake, say those who source, process and grow the cotton. Harvested organic cotton at a Biore facility in Kasrawad, India. February 13, 1842 America, New York, HMRC seizes first-ever NFT in £1.4 million fraud case. The tax authority says it is the first UK law enforcement body to seize a non-fungible token. February 13, 1706 America, New York, why Russian invasion peril is driving oil prices near $100. Spare supplies of oil and gas are limited globally as demand rebounds faster than production, making a Russian move on Ukraine a serious geopolitical risk event. February 13, 1651 America, New York, first FT, Scholes to warn Putin of Western resolve on Ukraine. Plus, investors rush to U.S. oil and gas bonds and Boris Johnson seeks closer ties with China. February 13, 1535 America, New York, smooth, saccharine, and successful. Kenny G is a unicorn. He's the best-selling instrumental musician of all time. He is beloved by millions, and on the charts, yet the jazz community seems to hate him with an outsized vitriol. February 13, 1501 America, New York, where the Fed went wrong. I have a new article at The Hill, which discusses various reasons why the Fed screwed up in the second half of 2021. Here's an excerpt. February 13, 1332 America, New York, India's economy hinges on the return of workers who fled to their villages. Economists say the nation must create tens of millions of jobs that bring migrant workers out of farming or risk a decade of arrested growth. Many workers who returned home to rural areas say they plan to stay. February 13, 1315 America, New York, Germany takes center stage in the Ukraine-Russia crisis talks. Plus, a week of food-related corporate earnings, inflation, retail sales and employment reports. February 13, 1247 America, New York, Ukrainian airline grounds fleet as warnings over Russia cause insurers to pull cover. Kiev-based carrier SkyUp Airlines said it was forced to make an unscheduled landing in Moldova and suspended sales for flights this week after its insurers stopped covering aircraft in Ukrainian airspace. February 13, 1247 America, New York, how to negotiate your assistant professor salary. Jennifer Doliak writes, I've discovered a new passion for helping junior women in econ negotiate better job offers. It's easier to see what you deserve from the outside, always, more than they are offering. February 13, 1237 America, New York, comparing two predictions of inflation. On February 17, 2021, economist David Beckworth and columnist Ramesh Panuru, in an op-ed titled, Stop Worrying About Inflation, wrote, Hence the new round of inflation hand-wringing. February 13, 1230 America, New York, 1MDB trial set to begin for ex-Goldman banker Roger Goh. Roger Ng was indicted in 2018 for his role in the looting of Malaysia's government fund. His trial starts Monday. Roger Ng, a former Goldman Sachs banker, center, with his lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, outside U.S. February 13, 1202 America, New York, the sacred word of sustainability. When the clientele seems to have become more monolithic, less diversified, we can understand that some companies, and producers in general, to use the economic jargon, would mimic the hierographical hang-ups of their customers. February 13, 12 o'clock America, New York, why collecting vintage watches took off during the pandemic. A watch's provenance, who owned it, when, and the story it tells, counts for more than it ever did. February 13, 12 o'clock America, New York, why collecting vintage watches took off during the pandemic. A watch's provenance, who owned it, when, and the story it tells, counts for more than it ever did. February 13, 11:32 America, New York, consumer giants warn of rising input costs and push up prices to protect margins. Sentiment sours but spending is robust in the face of rising inflation. February 13, 11 o'clock America, New York, markets week ahead, Dow Jones, gold, crude oil, U.S. dollar, Russia-Ukraine tensions, Fed. Volatility rocked markets, sending the Dow Jones and Nasdaq 100 lower. Russia-Ukraine tensions risk denting the euro and keeping crude oil and gold prices afloat. February 13, 10:42 America, New York, be my Valentine, but let's buy a king-size bed and spread out. After extreme pandemic togetherness, many couples are craving more personal space, sending sales of larger beds rising fast. We meet in the middle. February 13, 10:39 America, New York, Northern Power Grid sorry for storm Arwen trillion pound compensation error. Customers hit by power cuts in storm Arwen erroneously received checks for trillions of pounds. February 13, 10:19 America, New York, Sigel Barsad, 56, dies, argued that it's okay to show emotions at work. Her pioneering research showed that feelings have a place in the office, and that good leaders should learn to embrace that fact. Sigel Barsad was a pioneer in what organizational psychologists call the affective revolution, the study of how emotions, not just behavior and decision-making, shape a workplace culture. February 13, 10 o'clock America, New York, Omicron's threat to the global economy runs through China. The US and Europe are learning to live with the virus, but Beijing's zero-COVID strategy could lead to recurring lockdowns and limit exports the rest of the world relies on.